something that he knows? Is there something you never knew? Telling you who has lost, telling you who's been winning. But they say he's a village idiot. Village, yeah.
right, all right. The month is already over, and so is the week. But one thing is for sure, it is not quite Tuesday. I'm DJ Tuesday. There is a lot to talk about over the past 2 weeks. Let's see if I can remember any of it. First of all, spring break happened, hence the album topper today, A Town Called Hometown from the Deltarune soundtrack. It's good stuff. Love Toby Fox every once in a while. Am I above putting video game music on this broadcast? No, because there's more on this playlist, I think. C'est la vie. It's freeform. It's fine. Bird spottings. Two downy woodpeckers, possibly a mating pair. One red cardinal and one hawk floating perfectly above the academic quad, just not moving at all in the wind. So that's cool. Classes. Everyone's signing up for classes in the next 2 weeks. It's a fun time when all your major life decisions get compressed into one color-coded spreadsheet. It's my favorite time of the semester. For civvies, 4 out of your 5 classes are pretty much set for you, which leaves me picking my one humanities class, which, in a development from about 45 minutes ago, I realized that the Tisch College of Civic Life's Inside Out program works with my schedule. The prison initiative, where you attend a class on the literature of confinement in, I believe it's Westchester Max Security Prison. I will send an application their way. Sounds like a pretty unforgettable experience. Not that that's the focus of the program, of course. Yeah. Other than that, I have a whole list of potential courses to take. None quite as exciting as that. Who and what else? Friday, all you WMFO student DJs out there, you know what's up. Speaking of DJs, I just found in the business card section outside the studio, Arthur, the DJ who trained me. He runs the Grand Hour. I believe it's Wednesday, 6 to 7. How could I forget having to wake up that early for training? He plays radio dramas. Instead of business cards, he has little matchboxes with doodles on them. I love him so much. He's great. Yeah. That's the thing I was talking about. I only listened to the Mountain Goats season 2 releasing in 1 to 2 weeks. It's a good thing this isn't exclusively a Mountain Goats podcast like it was in those first 2 weeks, because then I would be obsolete. The season 2 has had, I wouldn't say a rocky development, but an interesting one. Basically, it started out, it was going to be about transcendental youth, but they couldn't find the... It was going to be about transcendental youth, and instead of a cover each episode, it was going to be a demo, but he lost all the demo tapes, or at least most of them. So instead, and I think this is much more exciting, I would have loved that podcast, but this is much more exciting. In League with Dragons, this is Dragon Watch, by the way, of course, In League with Dragons, releasing April 26th, I'm seeing them live April 28th, don't tell anyone except tell everyone because I have, In League with Dragons, dropping April 26th, the podcast starts April 9th, and it's actually going through the new album track by track, playing, like, in-progress versions of the song. It was all recorded while the album was being written, so, in a way, the album is going to be pre-released, I suppose. That's an interesting marketing move. Not that Darnell has ever particularly cared about that stuff. Real exciting. Really looking forward to it. Back junior and senior year of high school, new releases of that show were like the highlight of my 2 weeks, 1 month, highlight of my month. That tracks. Yeah, exciting. In other Darnell news, my friend who formerly went by DJ Remedy here at this station, I don't know if we can say names. The one person who's listening, you know who this is, did buy me a copy of Wolf in White Van, John Darnielle's second book, first novel, second book. I think he wrote some sort of history of Black Sabbath, called Masters of Reality before Wolf in White Van, and he has since written another novel called Universal Harvester, but Wolf in White Van was his first novel. Look forward to reports on that when I'm not a horrible person who plays video games instead of reading books. Sekiro's out, by the way. Sekiro, it's a FromSoft game. They make the one game, and it's a good formula. So, that's most of what I've got for the top of the hour. That lasted us all of 7 minutes, going point by point. I'm sure I'll think of something else. In terms of the Dragon Spotting playlist for today, three songs. I've decided to limit it for the sake of everybody else to three songs by the Mountain Goats, at least to start the show off. Might sneak some in later in the broadcast. But I think these songs, in Darnell's words, hold hands a little bit. The first is Going Invisible, an unreleased demo off of the 2006 album Get Lonely. Get Lonely, one of the albums I've listened to the least, one of the modern albums, and I'm defining modern here as post-2002 for reasons. One of the modern albums I've listened to the least, not least because I think it is the most retro of all the post-2002 releases. It's a lot of very soft, sad solo guitar songs, which is a little out of character for everything after Tallahassee, which has some more instrumental complexity. But it's a good album. One I didn't include because it stabs me in the heart every time I listen to it, called Woke Up New. I think that might be one of the best, like, songs lyrically in the catalog. Here's why I originally listened to Going Invisible, because it was never released. I believe he released it, like, on a forum, somewhere via Dropbox. John Darnielle with those Dropbox exclusives, take that title. There is a track on In League with Dragons called Going Invisible 2. This is not unusual for Darnielle. One of the more famous ones was Heel Turn 2. I've never heard the original Heel Turn. I don't know if there is one anymore, but way back in the retro days, there was standard Bitter Love songs 1 through 8. I believe several of the Alpha Couple songs had numbers in the title. I think Sign of the Crow is Sign of the Crow number 2, etc. This is one of the few where I could actually find all the ones in the series, because it's just the one. It's about someone who, as the title suggests, wants to disappear. And the next two songs, disappearance is a big theme, especially with the early Mountain Goats. It's the entirety of the Going 2 series. A companion piece to the Alpha Couple series was the Going 2 series, Going to Catalina, Going to Georgia. Going to Georgia is the most famous one. I believe there's one Going to Tampa. There are many of them, and it's all just reinforcing this theme. It's all about these couples who are trying to take the geographical solution, or whatever it's called, the geographical cure, and in the words of Joseph Fink, it doesn't work, because wherever you go, there you are. So Going Invisible is about wanting to disappear. And then the next two songs, both off of the album Goths, are sort of refutations of that somewhat. So after Going Invisible, I'm going to play We Do It Different on the West Coast, which I include mostly for the line, and this was highlighted in season one of I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats, for the line, Dave went to New York and I don't care, you can't shut people up once they get back from their Christmas out there. When people go on vacations, part of what convinces people that any town but the one they live in is superior to theirs is because there's a lag time. Like, you can go to New York for 6 weeks, forget all your troubles for a bit. You think it's the greatest place on earth. You move there because you're enamored with it, and then you realize, oh, it was me. The problem, it was me. And then Abandoned Flesh, I just like that as a closing to Goths. It contains the single... I don't want to say worst. It's not a bad rhyme, but it might be a bad rhyme. There's a rhyme involving the phrase Wikipedia page, and it makes it very hard to get other people to listen to that song seriously. And yeah, we're just gonna hit it, and we'll continue talking about it later. This is Going Invisible by the Mountain Goats.
2, 3, 4. When I rose from a heavy sleep, I was stepping lightly. I put on my gray suit and the matching fedora. Ready to face the world. Fairly nearly ready. Came down the hallway. Looked in the mirror. I'm gonna break something. I'm gonna break something today. And sweep all the pieces away. And I stood before the mirror then, like I was waiting for a phone call. Squinting like a lost traveler in a thick fog. But nothing clear came into view, except for you. Just off in the distant horizon, something hidden in your hand. I'm gonna break something. I'm gonna break something today. And sweep all the pieces away. Pulled my head brim down over my eyes and preened and posed and tried my new self on for some. Then I was out the door in the faint winter sunlight. Just a number in the crowd, smiling at everyone. Ah, but who'd smile back at a face like that? I'm gonna break something. I'm gonna break something today. And sweep all the pieces away. Some pockets in Ohio. Almost always something happening in Ohio. I heard some bad reports about Long Island. I don't trust what people say about Long Island. I heard some good things from some friends about Chicago. I gotta see with my own eyes about Chicago. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast.
We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast.
Complete tangent. I was thinking about this because I am alone in this studio and generally sing along to the songs with the mic off, which reminded me of the hardest thing, the most Stone Cold Steve Austin thing I've ever heard someone say, which was they were singing along to some, like, truly pop trash. Has automation been on this entire time? Automation has been on this entire time. I'm a very good DJ. Really hope I don't get yelled at for that. Automation was on the entire time. Someone was singing along to some pop trash. I think it was Fall Out Boy. I don't know. Someone gently, like, friendly ribbed them, saying they had a horrible singing voice or something. And they just went off, saying human beings have been singing and dancing and playing music and playing the same way they play any other game since the dawn of time. It's an innate human behavior, and I don't see why I should be why I should have to adhere to some arbitrary skill cap imposed by you in order to enjoy myself. Out of the blue, probably much more eloquently than how I just paraphrased it, I was dumbstruck personally. Continuing on.
Robert Smith is secure at his villa in France. Any child knows how to do the spiderweb dance. Susie has enough hits to keep the bills paid. Every New Year's in Los Angeles, you can still see Richard Blade. But the world forgot about Gene Loves Jezebel. Yeah, the world forgot about Gene Loves Jezebel. They charted once or twice. They were on a major label. When the singer went solo, he left money on the table. The two main guys are related, they're at war with each other. Now there's two genes loving Jezebel, one for each brother, but the world came to agree. What you see is what you get, and what you get is what you see. Whether you're the March Violence or the Bolshoi, bands who had to leave the darkness for the sun. Red Lori, Yellow Lori, we're on Cherry Red, I think. They've been playing clubs since 1981. To be fair to Gene Loves Jezebel, Billy Corgan brought him on stage. It was in 2011, it's on their Wikipedia page. But for the most part, however big that chorus bass may throb, you and me and all of us are gonna have to find a job, because the world will never know or understand. The suffocated splendor of the once and future goth band.
Yeah, so I could have chosen a song probably more directly tied to the idea of home and hometown, but I just think that's a good sort of tone piece in terms of resignation, accepting where you are in life. Also just love the sax. Anyway, it's PSA time. I don't have the Andrew Jackson Jihad song, the Andrew Jackson Jihad jingle pulled up. It's really annoying to play a 20-second song and have to log it and everything. So don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Subtweet James Bailey. And then the do-do-do-do, the Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight, but, final game tonight. All right, other PSAs, less PSAs, more like just, sponsors, that's what we call them, sponsors. The Grand Hour, featuring DJ Arthur, Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., and his little Matchbox business cards. Tufts Environmental Studies Lunch and Learn Talks starting at noon. Today is a talk which I will be attending on indigenous land uses indigenous land issues in Massachusetts. Relatedly, Simply Smiles. Simply Smiles is an organization I've been working at for past 4 years, going on five. It is... Thank you, motorcycle. It is by far, I think, the most significant thing I've done with my life at this point. I will be working there for a month this summer, which is very exciting. Providing bright futures for Lakota youth. Anyone who's listening, I've talked to about Simply Smiles. And going on this thread, Tufts Engineers Without Borders crowdfunding page. We've got 20 days left in the campaign and $4,500 left to raise. You know what to do, folks. We need those water testing kits. We are all very nervous about that crowdfunding campaign. What else? Another thing that's getting sorted this week, along with the start of... another thing that's getting sorted this week for a lot of people, thankfully it happened on Monday for me, was housing. Top of choosing classes next semester, we all got to choose housing for next year. Thankfully at, I wouldn't say the last minute, I would say about 2 weeks in advance, I was drafted into a 10-person suite with some friends of mine, which is much preferable to a single in Lewis. Now it's just a single in a suite. Best of both worlds. I'm also looking hugely forward to having a kitchen again since the Houston one got destroyed. And also, like, when you're only cooking, like, a couple of times a month, it's weird to have to buy ingredients in bulk and then just have them sit in your fridge. Think I still have a massive bottle of olive oil in my dorm that just never got opened. Yes. DeWick is having some sort of baseball day to celebrate open season. Yes, MLB open season, where we all get to hunt Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky is a hockey player. When we all get to hunt that dude who threw a baseball at a seagull. I don't know his name. Sports. Where was this going? What am I doing? Housing, right, playlist. What I've decided on, and... Okay, here's another whack thing. My roommate moved out last week. I live in a double in Houston, the dorm that got torn in half. As a result, a bunch of people got transferred to Miller once construction finished there. A room was left over. I get a text Thursday before spring break at about noon saying, hey, just so you know, I'm in the process of moving out. And then 4 hours later, he was gone. So now I have a single, dingle rather. And so I've been redecorating. I have some stuff coming in the mail today. I'm making a trip to Bed Bath & Beyond on Sunday, probably. The theme of my room is going to be Margaritaville. This was a nascent idea for most of the semester because I realized I had a bunch of, you know, paintings of palm trees and whatnot and coconuts by virtue of living in Miami. And then in a moment I will always look fondly upon, I come back from winter break, first day of the semester, in fact, like day night before first day of the semester, go over to a friend's house, say, oh, dude, nice, let's play Smash. By the way, you're not allowed in the kitchen until, what's his fate, until name comes here, gets home. He did that. Eventually, I was very confused. I heard a giant clattering as if something large and wooden had fallen over, followed by calls of, it's fine, it's fine. And then I walk into the kitchen and I'm greeted with a 5-foot Bed Bath & Beyond Margaritaville surfboard sign. So, like, now I have to commit to the beach house gimmick, right? So we've got a Shrimp Heaven Now poster from my brother and me, a large piece of driftwood art of some sandpipers, which is incredible, several folding pamphlets hang down from the wall of tropical bird guides, a poster of various tropical bird plumes given to me, also for Christmas, by one of my friends, painting of some palm trees, and of course Margaritaville. We just call that sign Margaritaville, like it's, and this noted, this has come up in conversation enough for like a convention to be established where it has developed a personality, like, oh, have you hung up Margaritaville yet? So long story short, the rest of this broadcast is going to be Jimmy Buffett. That's what all of this was leading into. First up, yeah, okay, I'll play Margaritaville first. Originally, we were going to play something else. We've got one solo act by Jimmy Buffett, and then two, I don't know what a crossover is called in music, a collaboration, a featuring. We've got Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett, Knee Deep featuring Jimmy Buffett by the Zac Brown Band, and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere featuring Jimmy Buffett by Alan Jackson. Wunderbar.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a wall to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here I haven't a clue, wasting away.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
She'll be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be.
In the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
Somewhere.
it do?
Funny you should ask, Alan. I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone. Is it tacky? Absolutely. Do I have a right to it? Like, simply by virtue of living in Miami, but not having been particularly a beach-oriented person? Probably not, but it's a fun brand. We're gonna close today out with, since we're on this pop country track, we're gonna close today out with it's so good, by which I mean so funny. We're gonna play Hank Williams Jr.'s song performed live, All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down, which I enjoy solely for the use of the word rowdy, to be honest. Fun fact, though, which I learned while inputting this into Spinatron, there is a Hank Williams III, which, like, is pushing it, you know, like, oof, at that point you're kind of in the shadow. Apparently he, like, has kind of a heavy metal bent. He's, like, punk rock country. He's a large man. He is 6'4", tall and skinny, lots of tattoos. But this is his dad. This is his dad, who is also presumably giant, but a softer kind of giant. This is All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down.
Hey, he's a lover, fighter, wild horse rider, and a big game hunter, mountain climber. Hell of a good old boy. And one of my best friends. Hank Williams Jr.
Thank you, Warren. Yeah. Well, I'm just so proud to be here. And I've been blessed in a lot of ways. Number one, I was blessed because I was the son of Hank Williams. Number two, I was really blessed being around all these great songwriters and musicians I could steal from, which I stole everything I could from.
Automation was still on, and I'm a failure.
I'm still doing that.
I want to try to pay back a little bit to some of you guys. All my rowdy friends have settled down.
Yeah!
And seem to be more into laid-back songs. Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. Everybody wants to go back home. Myself have seen my wilder days, and I have seen my name at the top of the page. But I need to find some friends just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town. And all my
lost highway. No George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. Wailing, staying home and loving Jesse for these days. And nobody wants to get drunk and to get a wombomb away. And all my rowdy friends have said, yeah. I think I know what my daddy meant when he sang about the lost highway. Old Chris is a movie star, Willie's in L.A. Johnny Cash don't act like he did back in 68. Nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends, we routed on down.
I find that a lot more entertaining than the album release. That's going to do it for us today. Remember, in 15 years, you will be kicking back beers with your feet in the sand. I'm going to go walk a dog.